Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. I am very, very touched by the readings for today, and I want to read the opening prayer to you. Grant us, we pray, O Lord our God, the constant gladness of being devoted to you, for it is full and lasting happiness to serve with constancy the author of all that is good. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. What a beautiful prayer. What a beautiful prayer. I'm thinking of the times when all that began to dawn on me. When I talk to you about listening for the Lord or waiting on the Lord or serving the Lord, in all of that, I'm saying just do what you think is good. You don't have to wait for a scroll. You don't have to wait for a voice from heaven. Just simply do what you think is best or what you've been asked if you would help with. Consider that. Sometimes we have to say no. I understand that. But so many, many people, brothers and sisters, they want to be served, but they don't necessarily want to serve. I know that age and illness can compromise that. That's understood. But what about the rest of us? Couldn't we more willingly serve the church? Even to go to the pastor in your church and ask him, is there anything I can do for you? You might be surprised and you might say, oh my gosh, what did I get myself into? But you'll find it's God's work, and God will bless you for it. So let's take a look today now at the first reading, which is from the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verses 1 to 10. I, John, saw a scroll in the right hand of the one who sat on the throne. It had writing on both sides and was sealed with seven seals. And then I saw a mighty angel who proclaimed in a loud voice, who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals? But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to examine it. I shed many tears because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to examine it. One of the elders said to me, do not weep. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed, enabling him to open the scroll with its seven seals. And then I saw standing in the midst of the throne and the four living creatures and the elders, a lamb that seemed to have been slain. He had seven horns and seven eyes. These are the seven spirits of God sent out into the whole world. He came and received the scroll from the right hand of the one who sat on the throne. And when he took it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each of the elders held a harp and gold bowls filled with incense, which are the prayers of the holy ones. They sang a new hymn. Worthy are you to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God those from every tribe and tongue, people and nation. You made them a kingdom and priests for our God, and they will reign on the earth. Ponder that. This is what God wants for us. He wants to give us life everlasting. When our life is over here, that's just a part of things. He wants us to live with him forever. Please, brothers and sisters, take heed of it now. Here we are with the pandemic going on, and we're tied up at home, and things are difficult. But take the time just to read that reading from the book of Revelation. We want to be those who follow Christ. We want to be able to receive the scroll. We want to be able to see what God has for us. Psalm 149 tells us the Lamb has made us a kingdom of priests to serve our God. That doesn't just mean our priests. That means all of those who seek to worship and to adore God. And that's us too. Sing to the Lord a new song of praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in their Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. Let them praise his name in the festive dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp, for the Lord loves his people, and he adorns the lowly with victory. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy upon their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. This is the glory of his faithful. Alleluia. Do we just half-heartedly sing when we come to Mass? Or do we not sing? Or do we give God the worship that is due him? I remember when I was not very old, I was at Mass and with my parents, and suddenly you heard this cry in the back of church, but it was kind of a delightful cry of a little tyke. And he ran up, he got away from his parents, and he ran up toward the altar with his hands raised, and I don't know where he got that, just praising God. And I thought to myself, my goodness, where am I? I don't mean that you should run from the back of the church to the front, but I do mean that we want to give our whole hearts to God. We want to worship him and adore him. He died for you and for me. He died a terrible death for you and for me, that if we repent from our sin, we will be with him in heaven. That's not just a saying. That's the truth. Take it into your heart. Please. Let's take a good look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 41 to 44. As Jesus drew near Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, "If this day you only knew what makes for peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. For the days are coming upon you when your enemies will raise a palisade against you. They will encircle you and hem you in on all sides. They will smash you to the ground and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another within you, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation." Brothers and sisters, that stops me right there. Right there. Am I just coming to Mass because that's what we do as Catholics? Am I just worshiping in my house of prayer, wherever that might be? Am I just doing it for myself? I'm giving to God what belongs to God. Brothers and sisters, we really need to take a look at this, because so many of us, we're so busy. We've got so many things to do. And I know during this pandemic, it's hard. I know that. But there will come days when your enemies will put up a fence against you. They will encircle you and hem you in on all sides, and they will smash you to the ground and your children within you. Do you hear that? Did you really hear that? And they will not leave one stone upon another within you, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation. We don't know exactly when that's going to come, but our call is that we be ready. We want to be ready. The Lord wants us to be ready. Let me share something with you from Pope Francis. He said this: "The greeting of the resurrected Christ, 'Peace be with you,' is the watchword of definitive triumph. To participate in this peace, to receive it, means to participate already in the peace of the resurrection. We must not confuse true peace with the illusion of peace. This latter is the peace of ignorance, the peace of feigned innocence that dances around difficulties, the peace of the rich man who ignores Lazarus. True peace grows out of the tension between two contrary elements. the acceptance of a present in which we recognize our weakness as sinners, and at the same time passing beyond the same present as if we were already freed from the burden of sin. We are not talking about an easy peace, but rather a demanding one. Peace does not eliminate fragility or deficiencies. This peace enables us to choose a state of life and to do God's will. It is not the peace the world gives, the peace of the Lord. Our God is the God of peace. He desired to give us this peace by pacifying us in his Son, so that we too would transmit it in turn as the bond of communion that preserves unity. The advent of this peace was made known to all on Christmas Eve, and the echo of this announcement resounds all the way to Palm Sunday. We have been asked to seek it and to direct our feet into the way of peace, for all of us have been called to live in peace. May this peace guard our hearts and minds and inspire us to seek peace with all men and women. This comes from Pope Francis. Brothers and sisters, I'm a sinner, you're a sinner. But we've confessed our sins, I pray. We turn to the Lord, and the Lord gives us what we need to reach out with open hands to others. I don't mean you have to become some person on the street crying out, but your friends, your neighbors, people you know from church. Listen to the gospel, heed the gospel, discuss the gospel with one another. Brothers and sisters, this word is living. This is not just a book of words. This word is living, and it has power to change your life. I know that. May it be so for you, because I want you to have everything that God wants you to have. I want you to be ready to see him face to face whenever that comes. I pray that I will get to heaven and that we will all see one another. May our hearts rejoice in all the ways God's giving us to hear his word. Please, brothers and sisters, I beg you, no matter how busy you are, put God number one. Put God in first place. I know if you've got an infant in the house, the diaper needs to be changed, food needs to be given. I understand that. But as soon as you have handled those necessary things, then ask God just to give you 5 minutes of quiet. Tell him you love him. Tell him you want to follow him. Tell him you're terribly busy. Tell him to help you, and God will do it for you, I promise you. He will show you the way. You can always write to me as well, but I just want to see a people who are more and more convinced that the author of good news, Jesus Christ, is the eternal news, eternal of life, eternal news of life forever. We want that, don't we? We don't just want to die and be forgotten. We want to live forever. Listen to his word. Follow him. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.